Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada, a place where there's always something to do and see. Now, if you like old school, great entertainment, you'll enjoy meeting Rich Natoli, one of the great impressionists in town. Rich shares a number of great voices today and even does an impression of me. And if you're interested in 21st century fun, you'll meet the folks from Topgolf who are adding an esports element to their menu of fun things you can do over there. You'll also hear from our regulars. Eddie O, the wine guy, talks about why the Master Sommelier exam is just so difficult. On Luxury Living, Vegas Style, Gady Medrano of Flipping Vegas talks about why home inspections are so important, not only for the buyer, but for the seller as well. Brett Maley's Vegas Art Minute talks about what you need to look for from any art appraiser, what certifications they should have, and what they need to continue their education afterwards. Finally, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com analyzes the tagline, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." When you come to Vegas, you hear some of the great voices of the stars that are there and then some of the stars that are not there. And one of the very best impressionists in town is Rich Natoli. He's one of our favorite guests here on the show, and he's with us today. Rich, it's so great having you here. Do you sometimes forget who you are at times? I see that, and depending on what expression you have on your face.
Sometimes I feel like Donald Trump. They're all a bunch of losers. They'll never be winners.
Sometimes I just don't know who I am.
You know, what is it like when people get to know you and I watch them? You know, they're going, "Hey, Rich, do this guy." You know, "Hey, Rich, do that guy."
Oh, they're all, I hear that all the time. But, you know, it's most fun sometimes when you do the voice for the actual person. Like, I've done Jay Leno for Jay Leno. And he's went, "Well, you know, I don't really think I sound like that, Rich. They're the last to know what they sound like. Like, I don't think Jimmy Stewart knew that he went, where's Mary? Mary."
It's got to be fun. I guess most people take that really as a compliment, right? I mean, when you do it for them, they like it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had a blast with Rich Little, you know, on the show doing different voices back and forth. And we were doing like a dueling Bill Clinton thing one time back and forth on the show. And he's a guy that, my God, I mean, he did Reagan right in front of Reagan. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Johnny Carson right in front of Johnny Carson, you know.
I think he said the only person that really kind of struggled with it a little bit was Richard Nixon because he didn't really get it.
Well, you know who didn't like the impression of him? Going back now, Paul Lynde, remember him from Hollywood
Really?
Squares? Did not like anybody doing him.
Wow, like, that's weird because he's, do you do Paul?
Yeah. Oh, of course I do, Paul. I was the center square. Yeah, but he said Paul Lynde did not like impressions of him.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, because he was so perfect for that time. And he was, you know, at the time, he could say things that somebody else couldn't. You know, it was just one of those things. And everybody kind of looked and kind of smiled about it.
Yeah, well, years ago, Rich Little had a variety show called The Rich Little Show. And he told me this story. He told me this story on our radio show. And he said that, well, Bing Crosby was on the show one time. And they were doing this rehearsal sketch where they were going, "Oh, what's for breakfast? Is it going to be blueberries? Blueberries and toast. That's going to be the breakfast." And they were doing all these things like Bing Crosby did during the rehearsal. So after the rehearsal, Bing Crosby comes over to Rich Little's dressing room and he says, "Oh, you know, I don't think I could do that thing. I don't know what that is." And Rich Little says, we're doing you." And he goes, "Oh, I don't think I could do that. You're gonna have to show me how to do that." And Rich Little said, "You want me to show you how to do you?" Because he had no idea that he sounded that way, you know?
Well, you know, they had a show back in the day when he was on, I remember Copycats. Yeah. And I remember that whole thing. His list of the people that he did was like all the other people on there combined had this one through that. I mean, do you wish they had something like that now where you could go on
They really need a show like that again. I mean, there's such a market for it. People love voices. They love celebrity voices. I mean, some of the biggest acts now are tribute acts that are, you know, guys doing Neil Diamond, a guy's doing Elvis, a guy's doing, you know, people love a recreation of characters like that.
Yeah, and now I notice that even like a lot of big celebrities have one or two that they do themselves. Like Christopher Walken, you know. I mean, I think the guy from the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, he gets up. That's part of the deal now. When you go see a concert, he also does a little bit of Christopher Walken, you know.
Yeah, different. I mean, people just love to hear that. When I do my show, my live show, I do all those people, everyone from the politicians to the movie stars to the TV stars. And people love that. And so you always try to think of the new people to do, like, you know, Trump. And, you know, always just keep growing your repertoire, you know.
You're a very funny guy, and people don't realize part of it's doing the impression, but you got to have something funny to say because it's not good without that little bit of a joke, and that can make even a good impression great.
Yeah, I always try to do, you know, I always try to put him in weird situations, like, you know, like if you take an old classic voice like a Jimmy Stewart, you know, and I do a Jimmy Stewart talking smoke detector, if that went off in your house, it would go, if you're not out of the house by now, it's too damn late. You know, things like that. So I tried to put them in different situations. Like now, you know, you got GPS talking, you got all these things talking back to us. So if you put celebrity voices in there.
Well, it's kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Around the holidays, it must be something. You know, I'm just thinking about that because people are like, hey, let's watch It's a Wonderful Life. And then we all just turn to you.
Mary, why do I have to have all these damn kids, Mary?
Oh, I wish I could do that. I do that. My wife's Mary, so I do that to her sometimes. Nowhere near as well, but it's just everybody wants to do Jimmy
Stewart. You know, the wonderful thing about all those classic movies and same thing with music and everything is that it lives forever. You know, there's a generation now that knows who Jimmy Stewart is because of It's a Wonderful Life that would have never known who he was.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And what about new stars? Because it seems like we don't have some of these, like you did Johnny Carson, and Carson was so great. There were so many things that were just him. Are these new people, is it because of the media now, or what is it? We don't seem to have that where it's, you can really just kind of, except like you said, Trump. But
well, they have to have something about their voice, you know. Some of these people are kind of bland, but if they have something about their voice that you can capture, you know, like we were talking about Robert Wagner, you know, well, when he talked kind of like that.
And I think that's great because not a lot of people do Robert Wagner. I love that.
No, but I'm saying he had a cadence to his voice that was very doable. If you could hear that and recreate it, that's where the hook is.
More with Rich Natoli in just a few moments. Time now for Eddie O's series on what's involved in the Master Sommelier Test. This week, Eddie, America's first Master Sommelier, explains why the Court of Master Sommeliers put such an emphasis on dexterity and the ability to deal with difficult customers.
Do you have the tenacity to handle people who are, you know, who are, a lot of these people are, you know, wine snobs or big wine collectors. And they, along with that, unfortunately, comes a lot of big egos. And this is what a som is going to see. They're going to see people who challenge them as to what they know. And, you know, they're going to ask them questions. And if you can't answer those questions, they're not even going to listen to you because they probably know more about it than you do. Because a lot of people study wine almost as seriously as sommeliers, just because they're collectors. So anyway, it's a lesson of walking and talking on your feet, and then you've got to bring out glassware and pour wines and decant wines, and use tray service. And you know, when you're carrying six glasses of champagne on a tray and you got to move around the room and serve people in the right order, you could drop one of them. You could be, you know, because guys get so nervous when they walk in with that tray that their hands are shaking. I mean, the tray is shaking.
And Eddie, if they do drop something, What is that the end of it for them, or are they're in deep trouble? Or what's
they'll get graded, and you know, obviously they're not going to have enough points to pass that section. You know, the judges let them finish and just say, you know, okay, let's move on. But obviously, you blew it.
Wow.
And, you know, their attitude is like, wait, come back next year if we invite you. You know, if we think you got the right stuff but just maybe didn't show it off to your best because of your nerves.
Eddie O will be back again next week with more. More with Rich Natoli in just a few moments. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
I'm John Katsalamidis of the Las Vegas Review Journal on page 3A every day and online all the time. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com. Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Rich Natoli, the wonderful Las Vegas impressionist who does hundreds of impressions of new and old superstar performers.
Rich Little and I had this conversation that 90% of the time with a celebrity voice, the hook is in the mouth somewhere. Because if you're doing Columbo, let's say, well, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you. You know, we had that. And yeah. Richard Nixon had this whole thing going with the jowls, you know. And Jimmy Carter, when he talked, he was smiling all the time. Huh? You know, and that's really where the hook is in a lot of these voices, you know.
Well, have you had some, you know,
see,
you just want to do?
He's doable. I hear something in his voice. He's doable. There's a little Joe Pesci in his voice there. You know, Rich, when you're doing this guy, okay, what are you going to – I know that he's in there and that he's all alone.
Hey, I think that's pretty cool being in Vegas and sounding a little like Joe Pesci. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
What are you saying? You're saying I'm funny? You're saying I'm funny how? Like I'm your clown funny? Like I amuse you? Like I'm your personal clown?
One of the greatest scenes of all time.
Oh, yes, wasn't it?
Can you do Ray Liotta, too?
Funny how. No, Ray Liotta didn't really
he's kind of,
much.
Yeah, he's kind of...
too much. I just remember that one scene when De Niro goes, no, you insulted him. You did. I hurt you. You insulted him. What's right is right.
Wow. See, I could listen to this all day. I love this. Have you had somebody that you wanted to do and just couldn't get it, and you tried and tried, you know?
You know, it was one of the guys that I was working on for a long time, and I love doing it, and nobody does him, is Jesse Ventura. You know Jesse Ventura?
Oh, yeah, Jesse the Body.
I was a Navy SEAL. I was the governor of Minnesota. There was only two other elected officials that were considered as macho as I was, and that was Arnold Schwarzenegger and Hillary Clinton.
But I love to do some of those people that nobody's doing. Nobody does, you know.
Well, we love you in Vegas here. You're here around. You got a show, a radio show, and people, when you come and visit Las Vegas, you want to check it out. And it's a really fun show, and you just talk to people that are in the business and share great stories like this. Tell us, where do we listen to it?
The radio show, yeah, we're on 1400 AM here in Las Vegas. And if you go to kshp.com, you could listen live from anywhere in the country on the listen live button on the top right. But 1400 AM every Tuesday, 11:05 to 12 PM with John the Announcer. And we have all kinds of great celebrity guests. We had a great show with Julie Lynch from Sandolphin Entertainment, a movie producer. And we've interviewed everybody from Frank Stallone to Vanna White. I mean, we've had a good...
Yeah,
good.
And you know, what's fun about your show, too, is you guys kind of get into the nuts and bolts of how the business works. And, you know, what you do fascinates me because it's not really an easy life. It's fun. You're doing what you love, but... You're always constantly looking for the next gig,
it's
right?
A difficult life. Where's the bottle? You know, Rich Little told me that Paul Lynde was always drunk making Hollywood Squares. He had a bottle there. He was always drinking.
Really?
He was hilariously funny. Maybe that's what, you know, yeah. He's like, where's the Jack Daniels?
That can have any kind of meaning you want. Well, Rich, we can't wait. We will listen to you on KSHP, and that's in Las Vegas, 1400. But if you go to the website, you can hear that show. It's called, what, The Vegas Voice.
The Vegas Voice, that's right. John, tell us a little about The Vegas Voice.
The Vegas Voice. It's the voice for your health, wealth, and good times. You can learn more at thevegasvoice.net or hear some of the archives on the radio page. All the past shows, they're up there at thevegasvoice.net.
See, and that's where my jealous streak comes out. You all know John from the show. And I listen to that voice. Oh, yeah. Instead, I sound like Joe Pesci.
He's the golden voice of radio, John.
Yeah, fantastic. And I get Joe Pesci's thing. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we'll stay in touch, Rich. You have any big things coming up in 2019 we should
keep an
eye
out for? Yeah, I got a lot of shows coming up. It's too early to promote them now, but yeah, we got some good stuff.
Well, do you have a website people can go to?
I do. RichNatoli.com. N-A-T-O-L-E. RichNatoli.com.
One of my favorite impressionists, somebody you got to see. Thanks for being on, Rich. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Up next, you'll head out to one of the great attractions on the Vegas Strip, Top Golf, which is located just behind the MGM Grand. Time now for Luxury Living Vegas Style with Gady Medrano, star of Flipping Vegas, which can be seen on the DIY Network. Check your local listings. Today's topic, the importance of home inspections. Well, you know, and home inspections are a part of what always go on, and it always cracks me up where some people try to hide things, but I know the good realtors, you want to know everything that's out there, right? Because it'll save you in the long run.
Oh, no. The goal for any good realtor is you actually want to close, and the way to do that is just to be open and honest and upfront. These are the issues, and actually with one home that I had, it's very visible right when I walked in that it had water, it had stains on the roof, and I'm like, what's going on with the roof? And they're like, well, you know, this, that, and the other, and I'm like, okay, we need to get that fixed. And sure enough, so I was already getting estimates, but they're like, we still want to have an open house. Maybe they won't notice. I'm like, first of all, no, we still have to disclose it. So it will have to be addressed at some point, but okay, fine. So just to prove my theory, I had an open house. Quite literally everyone, with the exception of maybe two people, noticed that stain. So it has to be addressed. So that doesn't make any sense. And also you have to disclose it, but that may turn people off. Okay, well, what else is wrong with the house? So you don't even want to have anything like that. Something that, okay, if you have a leaky roof over here, how about on the other side? And now they're worried about it. So just have it cleaned up. You're going to have to do it anyway. Things like that are going to come out in the inspection. Like, there's no way around it. There's no way to dodge it. You might as well address it head on. But also cosmetically, you have to talk to a realtor prior to doing definitely any big projects, because it may not give you the return. And there may be a project you're looking at that'll make a huge difference, and it doesn't really cost you anything. So you have to really be able to do that. And a lot of times, unfortunately, homeowners don't know that, because they're not selling hundreds of homes constantly. They just kind of watch Flipping Vegas and watch HGTV, and they kind of think that, but that's not the case. You really do need expert advice.
You can find out more about Gady at GadyRealEstate.com. Her name is spelled G-A-D-Y. When you come to Las Vegas, you're always looking for value. You can find it at the Orleans Hotel. It's got a great Mardi Gras theme. They've got everything you need in the room. Suites have even more. You get a free shuttle to the Strip. You're not far from it in the first place, but you're real close by free shuttle. But there for the family, you've got a movie theater. You've got a bowling alley, an arcade, and an arena with some great live entertainment. Top all that with fantastic restaurants, and you really have something. It's just minutes away from the Strip. You want to stay there. So to make reservations, go to OrleansCasino.com. That's OrleansCasino.com. Up next, you'll head out to one of the great attractions on the Vegas Strip, Top Golf, which is located just behind the MGM Grand. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, nationwide on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. GetTheTea.com. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We've talked before about Top Golf Las Vegas, a great spot, something you got to put on your must-see list when you come out to Las Vegas. But now they've got this interesting collaboration with TCL Esports Lounge, and I'm really interested about talking about that. We have the president of Top Golf Media with us, Yu-Chang Chang. And Yu-Chang, first of all, welcome. So why did Top Golf, which is kind of its own cool little game itself that people seem to know, people love around the country, especially in Vegas, it's right on the Strip. What made you decide to bring in esports to this thing you have going on the Strip?
Yeah, you know, it really came from two pieces of insights that we had. You know, the first was that when we surveyed our guests, you know, a lot of them are young millennials and Gen Zs, and they were already participating in some form of esports. So they were either watching or playing themselves. Quite a few of them already spent a bunch of time on Twitch. And so, you know, part of our company, you know, existence is to make sure that we stay innovative and we stay relevant. And, you know, we want to provide, you know, things that are interesting to the guests that we already have.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, because Top Golf is a great way for some of these guys just to get outdoors, and they're kind of interested in the gaming part of it already. It's already a portion of it. To get in with some of the esports thing makes a lot of sense, because what I see on the Strip and so forth is there's no ignoring esports. So you're, as you say, a lot of the people that like Top Golf certainly do esports as well.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, for us, the second insight was that, you know, at the core of Top Golf, what we found is that, you know, we bring people together. And that has been the history of our success from day one. And we did it originally with hitting a golf ball, but, you know, what we found is any form of gameplay fits our values and is a form of gaming that brings people together. And you know, esports is just one more of those, you know, gaming activities that you can do at Top Golf, as well as, you know, hitting golf balls or playing bag toss or pool, or, you know, we already have Xboxes and PS4s in our venues. So, you know, there's many games you can play at Top Golf, and, you know, we just love how games bring people together, let them celebrate fun and commonalities, and really be a distraction and a break from sort of the divisiveness that we feel sometimes.
Well, and it's really just a cool thing. That's why I tell people, go out there. It doesn't cost anything to walk around. The place is phenomenal, and there's going to be something for you there, and this is just another option. So really, it's about Top Golf isn't just what its name says. It's more than just golf.
Yeah, but completely right. You hit it right on the nail. You know, the majority of people who come to Top Golf actually have never golfed before and never really intend to become, you know, core golfers. You know, we do help grow the game of golf, and we do help introduce people to the activity. But the reality is, the majority of the people just want to be social, just want to have a fun time. And yeah, our Vegas venue is really amazing. You know, whenever I'm in Vegas and I want a break during the day, I go to Top Golf and I can sit at the big screen TVs and grab a, you know, nice drink and some food and hang out. And, you know, it's just a great place to be, even if I don't want to go hit golf balls.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting about it too, is I've talked to a lot of people that have been out there, and of course, people are fascinated by it, and it's all this fun and there's pools and there's all this stuff, but people that just like to go out to golf, you know, golf driving ranges, they have a blast too. So it isn't like the real golfer is annoyed by it. They like it too. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, we're very lucky. We really sort of appeal to a really broad range of folks. And, you know, the team there at the venue does a great job of making sure that, you know, the hospitality level is high, and that, you know, you can hit golf balls, have a great experience, or you can just sit and eat and drink.
Okay, this is being released now at the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show, which is always a big deal. Tell us what it's going to be exactly. So when people go out there and they see this, what's this going to be and how's it going to work?
Well, our partnership with TCL means that, you know, you're going to see it throughout the venue, throughout, you know, the year. And, you know, we'll have this not only in Vegas, but at a bunch of our other venues where you can, you know, sample and test, you know, different esports in the venue. So if you're, if you don't really know what it is, well, it's a great way to learn and to, you know, maybe take your kid out there and have them teach you a thing or two and how they have fun. But, you know, we'll have everything from, you know, training sessions or, you know, eSport 101 lessons on, you know, how to play Fortnite or Rocket League or something like that. We'll also have Beat the Pro Days where, you know, professional eSports players will be in the venue and you can try to beat them at a game. You know, like, that's pretty amazing. How many times do you get to do that in real life to, you know, try to throw a ball faster than, you know, Peyton Manning or something like that?
Yeah, it's really kind of fun. And what I think is kind of neat is it might be a good way for somebody who the whole concept of eSports still seems weird to them. You know, hey, go on out there and kind of get a feel for it. You guys aren't going to force them into anything. And quite frankly, if they don't like it, they can play a little top golf while they're there.
Exactly. You know, that was sort of our thinking, that, you know, it's a much more approachable, comfortable, safe space to discover something new. And, you know, a lot of the esports places, you know, feel very, you know, almost, you know, techie and dark and not quite as inviting. But, you know, our spaces are going to be very well lit. They have sort of a craft, homey type feel to them. You know, TCL as well as a bunch of other gamers and designers worked on the design of the space for us to make it feel much more welcoming, inviting. And that's a big push for us because, you know, Topgolf is really for everyone. It's for all minorities as well as, you know, people from different parts of the world and different parts of life. And we want the esports space to be as open to both men and women and different cultures. So it's going to be a very welcoming space.
Yeah, and I think that diversity is going to be really attractive to visitors of Las Vegas because it applies to everything and everybody, and that's a good thing for Vegas. And, you know, we're always looking for kind of new things to do, so I think it's really kind of cool. You know, maybe even before folks go over to the Luxor and really see this thing at a whole nother level, you know, to go there, like you say, is just a really good opportunity. And from what I was reading through some of your stuff, TCL and you guys, you're looking for quite an impact over not just at the Las Vegas location, but at some of your other places as well. I mean, you're talking about millions of folks you anticipate meeting.
Yeah. So, you know, between all the activities that we're going to roll out for all the different venues and esports, yeah, we're looking to, you know, really touch, you know, over, you know, 50 million folks. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. I'll play a little inside baseball for you for a second on esports. You know, at the high end, the top 1% of the activities, you know, really with the game publishers, you know, like Riot Games mm-hmm. with League of Legends or you know, Madden Bowl or Counter-Strike, you know,
yeah.
World Championships. And those will always be happening at, you know, big stadiums like T-Mobile or whatever. And then on the sort of like more sort of democratized consumer standpoint, you have the Twitch gaming. Where there's literally hundreds of millions of people on Twitch, online, digital only. But it's kind of the Wild West there.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really know what you're looking at or how safe it is for a brand to participate in there. And there's no, you know, physical place where you can meet up and really build a community.
Yeah.
So, you know, our goal is to really be sort of in between those two parts where, you know, we already have a lot of guests coming into our venues. We basically guarantee the foot traffic that if you host an esports event with us, then people will be there. And we make it really easy to activate and to host your event and really bring esports to the masses. And that's the beauty, is that there's already people with Topgolf in our venues, and we're just bringing them, you know, a piece of content that they're interested in.
More from Topgolf in just a moment. You all know Brett Maley of Pawn Stars and Art Encounter. He's the well-known art appraiser who chats with us about the world of art and Las Vegas' place as an art mecca. Today, Brett talks about what certifications quality art appraisers need. In your world, you know, you had mentioned international, national. Are there various levels, and is there like a particularly prestigious one? And for that matter, is there some sort of accreditation we want to look for? If we can't get out to Las Vegas and see you, should we be looking for something?
Well, you want to make sure whatever appraiser that you use is what they call USPAP compliant. And USPAP is an acronym for Uniform Standards of Personal Property Appraisal. And if the reports are USPAP compliant, that's typically what insurance wants, that's what the IRS wants, that's what is going to hold weight in court. So that's what you want. And typically the ISA and the ASA, their programs are all, they all teach accreditation beholden to those USPAP standards. So that's what you really want to look for. And again, an appraiser with the ISA or the ASA affiliation, you can pretty much be sure that they will be USPAP compliant.
And finally on the topic, I mean, obviously, this is your life. You're looking through this all the time. But is there continuing education that needs to be done for people to do this? Because I know things change, just like in any world, things change, ideas change, and so forth. What do you do to keep up in that?
Without a doubt. Yeah, you have to stay on top of it. The art market, just like most markets, it changes regularly, and certain types of art are hot and certain types of art are not. I'm blessed because I have a gallery, and so I can see that virtually every day. But the ASA and the ISA requires, as an appraiser, if you want to be an ASA or an ISA appraiser, you have to take continuing education courses. You have to take connoisseurship classes, a certain number per year. And that keeps you on your toes because you have to stay at the forefront in order to provide accurate valuations.
Don't forget to check out Brett's incredible gallery in Vegas. It's called Art Encounter, and you can find them online. And if you call them and mention Vegas Never Sleeps, they'll send a limo out to your hotel to pick you up for a visit. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, nationwide on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas, the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Yuching Chang, president of Topgolf Media. Yeah, it sounds a little kind of like FIFA, where there's the big, huge soccer stadium some places in the world's greatest play, but then there's all sorts of this middle ground where people are playing it, and you're just providing a really, you know, first-class place to really have these things. And again, like you say, you're there to make the experience really more inviting, more fun, and really for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a place to hang out and talk about your favorite stuff, and in this case, it's esports. So it really builds a community.
Well, and finally, I want to talk to you a little about this red carpet experience thing you've got going on. Apparently, it's going to be offered in all the venues. Tell us about that.
Well, it's really just to make the esports events, you know, really accessible. So, you know, now, if you want to participate in esports as a publisher or a game publisher or mm-hmm. a team, you know, you have to go and, you know, do a one-off event and train people up and make it really, you know, it takes a lot of lifting to do it. But for us, we're training our staff on how to host esports events. And so when, a team wants to do a fan appreciation day or you want to hold a league night for a game, then you can come and play and, you know, we'll be serving up the best food and drinks, and you know our staff will know how to treat you well, and you're going to have a great time.
And isn't there a national sweepstakes too, where you can win a trip to Hollywood, as I recall?
Yeah. So you know we're going to be running different contests with TCL, and you know the details are still being finalized, but you know they have a lot of assets in Hollywood, including the TCL Theater. So yeah, we're going to be, you know, using a bunch of assets that both TCL and Topgolf have to make sure that people are rewarded for participating.
I'm looking forward to coming out in there. I think Topgolf Las Vegas always does things first class. It'll be interesting to see how you do this, and maybe I'll get kind of my head around esports a little. If people are interested, what do? They just go to the website or what?
Yeah, so if you just go to topgolf.com, you can go to and see what your local venue will have in terms of esports and other activities. So, you know, we have a league night where you play golf. We have yoga on the terrace at our different venues. We now will add these esports events. We also have a lot of live bands and concerts. So, you know, we did over 200 concerts at Topgolf last year. So, you know, if you go to topgolf.com, find your local venue, or you get the Topgolf app and you can see all the things that are going on.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Hopefully we can talk with you again. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Great.
It.
Great. Total pleasure. Thank you.
Time now for your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, who discusses a very famous Las Vegas marketing tagline. You know marketing. You know, you've lived it and so forth. Obviously, maybe the most famous slogan of all is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Everybody knows it and so forth. I'm kind of curious to get your take on it, because I think you think people sometimes that come here and they're disappointed because it's not that crazy, or is it the other way around where they're so convinced something weird's going to happen, you know, that they're going to have this wild time, that even something that may be kind of mundane
when they relive it, it's going to be wild.
Yeah, I think it's been well documented that that tagline really was maybe one of the most successful taglines ever in the history of marketing and advertising, and I think it's because it encapsulated an attitude of, this is a place to really just let loose, to be the you that's the party you. And I think people sometimes misinterpret that as being lawless and no rules and anything goes. That's obviously not true, as local law enforcement would remind everybody, like, there are rules of decency, but it is a place where you can really kind of just tap into a side of your personality you may not in other places. And I think that's borne out. I at one point did a sex survey on my website, and it was borne out that people are more sexually adventurous when they're in Vegas. They are they're more likely to have, like, a lot of strange things. They're more likely to just go out on a limb and just do something or say something or try something they normally wouldn't. They certainly are spending a lot more money that they might not do in their hometown if, say, it's gambling or drinking or going to a fancy restaurant. But I think the overall satisfaction about Las Vegas is very high. So that makes me think people understand that even though what happens here stays here, they don't have an unrealistic view of what the town is like. And so they embrace that mentality, but they don't overdo it. Most people don't go to jail. I think a lot of actually, law enforcement is actually kind of understanding that when people are here, like, there's a reason they jumped in that fountain. They're not trying to be lawless. They're doing something wild and crazy. We don't encourage it, but we're also not going to send them to prison for 5 years for jumping in the fountain. So I would say that everybody's expectations are genuinely accurate. It's a party town, but not to the point where anybody's unsafe or doing things that are illegal or detrimental to the health and safety of others.
Well, make sure to check out Scott's blog, VitalVegas.com, every day for updates on the ever-changing news of Las Vegas. Thanks for listening. Next week, you'll meet one of America's great drummers, Las Vegas' own Alan Childs. Have a great weekend. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. GetTheTea.com. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you own a real business that makes real money? Not just an idea for a business, but a real revenue-generating business. Then we have what every business needs to run and grow. Cash. Call the Business Cash Advance Line, and in just 5 minutes, you could be well on your way to securing up to $1 million in funding for your business. Use the money however you want. Try new advertising, buy inventory, purchase equipment, or pay taxes and other bills. Call now to secure up to $1 million in less than a week. The process is quick and easy. Call the Business Cash Advance Line to speak with an account manager now. Representatives are standing by, so if you need to get up to $1 million in working capital to grow your business, don't wait. Call right now.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. Call now. 800-445-1099. That's 800-445-1099.